Let's all be serious. Scene two, take four.
The Seriousening.
That's the whole title. Let's all be serious. Scene two, take four. The Seriousening.
I like it too.
Let me comb my eyebrows here for the camera. That's
nice.
Yes, everyone. We need a new makeup department.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Wardrobe has not been doing really good for Brian. You know, he keeps wearing black shirts on a black background. That's right. Even though Wardrobe keeps sending him that email.
I'm pretty blue. I mean, we're both wearing gray.
So. It's fine. Yeah. We're matching the outside world. Welcome back, boys.
What's up?
And welcome back to you at home listening and watching. We're happy to have you here. Hope that you guys are surviving the most recent apocalypse of the week. But we're not going to talk about that tonight. We want to distract you guys. So we're actually going to do a fun little thing that we've come up with here. We asked all of you listeners to submit some questions, some burning questions or some random topics that you might want to hear us discuss on the show. So Dylan Woods wants to know how we decided to start the podcast.
Well, I think it was, as I remember it, it was like many projects that we've started before. We talked about it a very short amount. Within 24 hours, Josh had bought hundreds of dollars worth of equipment, and then we did it.
Yeah. I remember it being different, a little bit different, because I hadn't met you at that point yet. And it was, he came over. And me, you, and Kevin were at my place, and we were watching some like conspiracy shit and just talking about like ridiculous shit, laughing. Like we
do. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was like, dude, we should do a fucking podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds dope. And then he left, and I would have never have done it.
Sat on the couch and played video
games. Yeah, the whole time. I would have been like, oh, yeah, that sounds dope. And then, like, he sent me a video, like, a week later showing me, like, all the equipment.
I mean,
I guess I'm doing a podcast now, so.
It was something.
There we go, Dylan. There's your fucking answer.
We had talked about before. We had actually even tried before.
Yep.
Josh and I and then one of our other buddies, Sevi. What up, Sevi? We did a podcast for a short, short period of time, which was very different.
It was, yeah. It was called Macaroni Salad.
Because we talked about
a little bit of everything.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah, that's it.
A little bit of everything.
And it was fun, but we didn't really have any sort of topics structure. Yeah. And Sev wasn't there, so he like remotely talked to us and, it just wasn't sustainable. Mm-hmm. So we'd fucked with it before, and then we've talked with our other buddies before for years about, well, we should record this. Well, me and Josh actually used to sit in the same room all the time and have just conversations. And usually at the end of the conversation, he would say, man, oh, God, I wish we'd recorded this. This would have been such a good record or such a good podcast. Mm-hmm. So eventually we started to record it.
It wasn't even that I thought it would be a good podcast as much as I just thought some of the conversations that we were having at the time could have added a lot of value, great value to people who wanted to listen to it. Like we would talk about some pretty deep, heady philosophical shit and just like stoner conversations. Yeah. We talked about that whole one version of you dies on the way to work and the other version of you makes it. That whole conversation, we went down that rabbit hole one day for like 2 hours.
We should do that one day.
Yeah.
We should dive into that kind of shit.
Yeah, we should. I mean,
just to switch it up a little bit.
And we've already talked about the fact that we are going to start another show, like a separate show for a very like for actually serious stuff. We're not going to call it like let's really be serious or something like that.
Let's all be jokesters.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
but we really do want to start a whole second series that tailors more to the serious stuff that we do enjoy talking about, the conspiracies or weird, heady fucking meta questions that just make us think. And
I would definitely like that too.
But to that point, I remember it a little bit differently from both of you because it was pieces of both of what you said, basically. But Brian, after we stopped working at GameStop together, you used to call me randomly once every other month or so And then toward the end there, about once a month, you would call me and we would end up sitting on the phone for 3 fucking hours.
Yeah.
Cause you're a phone talker.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do the fucking texting shit. Yeah, that drives me crazy.
We know. Historically speaking, I'm not a phone talker. Jake, if you call him, he will text you back in a minute or two and be like, what's up?
Well, see, my problem is like, I'll be like, okay, here, let's do the text thing. And I'll ask something and somebody will send me like 15 fucking paragraphs. And then I'll respond to the 15 paragraphs that have like 45 questions in it. But by the time I finish like the first thing, then there's another set of fucking texts.
We're texting some jokers.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm just like,
way more efficient
just
than that.
Like, fuck it. You know, fuck it. Just here's a phone call. That's what you get from me.
No. And that's, see, I would believe that if I didn't know you well enough to know. But if I text you and say,
you know, I'll call your ass.
Yeah. If I text you anything.
Yeah. You'll be like, hey, what are you doing? And I'll just be like calling.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up?
Yeah.
What do you want to ask?
Did you see
me?
Our,
just fucking tell me what you want.
Did you see the Facebook page today? There was a funny post on the Facebook today. Just call me immediately.
Yeah. Every time you text me, I'm just fucking gonna call you.
But what I was saying is you are
like, oh man, I can't talk.
You would call me.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm still gonna call you.
After we stopped working at GameStop, you started calling me and we would have these 3-hour conversations about like the underground pyramids or crop circles or
some crazy shit.
The chupacabra or like the fucking skinwalkers. Mm-hmm. We had a whole conversation about the missing children. Mm-hmm. And we had come to this idea. Jake and I had come up with an idea for a show called White Falls, and we had a fictional mystery show that we're still working on and writing in the background. So I won't give away any details. But I pitched this show to you, and you thought it was a great idea. Mm-hmm. And then right around that time was when I was just like, fuck it, I'm going to order all the shit, because that is definitely something that I do. When, you know, you could be like, oh, I really kind of want to get into hang gliding. And then you come over the next time and I'm going to have like all the hang gliding.
The top reviewed hang glider. Here's all the hands on.
That's just how.
Yeah, which is something I learned about you too. Yeah. So if you're like, oh yeah, we should do this, I got to be real fucking careful if I want to do that or not. I answer.
Because I'll end up doing
it. You'll have all that shit and I'll be like, well, now I got
to
do it.
Fuck. Yeah, exactly. That's what I like to do. But see, my whole mentality with the office and the studio thing is, I want, if at any point someone walks in this room and they're like, I really wish I could do this right now, I want to have that shit here available for them to do it. Like, whether it's sculpting or painting or leather work or woodwork, like I have all of the tools and materials you would need to do any of that shit right here in this room. Let me open a drawer and get that shit out and hand it to you. That's just how I wanted the dream studio to be, basically.
The dreamatorium.
The dreamatorium.
Nice. Yes. I like that.
Yes. Community bomb there.
Yeah. So thank you, Dylan. Dylan Woods, who's a former guest. If you haven't heard his episode, is season 2, episode 1, Dylan Woods and the Big Green Weenie. I don't know what to even say to your friends, Brian. They've got some weird shit. And I'm afraid you're just going to get off on a tangent and never going to bring it back.
We should probably, maybe.
Just come around to those later.
Mm-hmm. My mom submitted a question. She said, what is the weirdest or craziest thing that you've personally seen in Walmart or a public place?
I'm having a really hard time, if I'm being honest, separating reality from what I've seen on the internet. Because, you know, like people of Walmart.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, I'm trying to remember, I see that or was that on people of Walmart?
Dude, I'm trying to think too.
It wasn't that weird. But does anyone remember that little picture I posted on Instagram a few months ago of the back of that van? It was a bumper sticker on the back of a van. And it was a picture of like the family stickers, but they were little sharks. So like the mom, you know, you'll see on like a soccer van, it'll be like mom, dad, baby. But this one was sharks. And it was a dad shark, a mom shark, a son shark. And then the last shark said, sister dog. And I was like, what the fuck is a sister dog and why is it a shark? And it was one shark for sister dog. So I saw this and I took a picture of it and my caption was, what the fuck is a sister dog? And I put it out on Instagram. And I mean, I don't have like a big Instagram or anything. So maybe 50 people liked it or something. And then I was riding around 2 weeks later and I pull up to a stoplight and the fucking sister dog van is right in front of me again. So I happen to be at one of those stoplights that has 2 lanes to turn right. So I wheeled up around the van to get a good look at the driver of this car, because I've got to fucking know what this person looks like, you know, who drives the sister dog van. And there is this, I want to be nice about this very large lady wearing sweatpants. She
had door.
And I'm not making this up. She has a foot out the window.
Gangster.
Resting on the side view mirror. And she's leaned back with a cigarette in her mouth. She's got her cell phone resting on the steering wheel with one foot out the window. And she's just cruising, just chain smoking.
If I'm being honest, you that's exactly what I expected.
Out of the sister dog. Yeah,
exactly,
right?
Exactly what I expected.
She must be the sister dog.
Is she the sister dog?
I don't know.
Seems like it.
Unsolved mysteries. Dun, dun.
Well, let me spin that question a little bit and say, like, what is the thing when you go to a store, be it a Walmart or a gas station or whatever, that just drives you fucking crazy balls, like when someone is doing it? And so, like, I'll give the example of a thing that drives me absolutely crazy is people having their catch up conversations, like, oh, let's catch up with each other conversations in the middle of the night. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, I'm just trying to get to the Fritos that are right behind you. And then, you know, there's someone talking about the church, about their niece.
You stand there and you give them the
polite,
pardon me.
The neck crane.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of, I'm just looking right behind you. You don't even register with them.
Right.
They're still just right here with their other person talking about
my sister's quinceañera, my cousin's quinceañera.
Just get the fuck out of my way,
please. That drives me crazy. And then the other one that I hate more than anything in the world, there needs to be a separate system for buying lottery tickets that is removed from the cash register of the gas station. I don't know what it is. I don't have the answer. Like, put them in a vending machine or fucking something.
Don't you fucking hate that?
It is infuriating.
What's worse is the scratch-offs. Like, here, I got one fucking drink. Yeah. I just want to buy this fucking drink and get the fuck out of here.
Why do they, answer me this, why do they break it into so many transactions? Why is it not all one? Like, have you noticed that? They're, oh, well, let me get my pick three, and then my pick three is done. I'm like, oh, good, okay. I'm about to, and they're, now I need a 17.
We get a lucky sevens. Let me get a pirate 36. Dick.
Well, okay, so I'll ask you another one.
Do they ring it up?
Do they stop?
Oh, also a 12. Also a 12.
Do they stop too and then look at you and then they see you with your one item?
Oh, sorry,
right? Man. Like, I've got instead of being like, fucking Gatorade, hey,
I'm gonna need a minute here, but you only have one thing. Just go in front of me.
Can't do that.
You know,
asshole.
No. They got to order.
And the line and it's just 17,000 piling up.
17,000 fucking shit.
It's just piling up.
Well, there's only one person ever working there.
Yeah,
no, or there's two, and the other person's behind the counter, you know, bullshitting like they're doing something.
Yeah,
like they're back there. Oh, how many cigarettes do we have?
Oh,
right now?
Yeah.
I'm gonna type on this computer for a little while.
Damn! Look at all these fucking people. There's three of us. The one lady's working her ass off over there. There's an empty register right in front of me. But
hate it.
I gotta go refill the taquitos, man. Mm-hmm. Sorry, can't help you out. You motherfucker, get over here. Let me pay for this fucking drink so I can get the fuck out of this place. I don't want to be here anymore. Fuck. Yeah, no, I agree. It's
we're all there with you. We're all there with you, man.
Yeah, it's fucking infuriating.
We fucking feel it. We're all there with you, dude. So thank you, Mom, for that.
Thanks, Mom.
That question and for inciting that little rant. So our next question that we've got here is from Randy Ellenberger. And if you are a member of the group, the Facebook group, Let's All Be Friends Here, then you probably know Randy because she's constantly commenting and adding stuff there.
I just asked her a message. She said you beat me to it.
Yeah. So Randy asks, what is the most inappropriate or inconvenient place that you've had sex? And she primes this with, I know from experience that a Z28 is not sex friendly.
Is that a car?
That's a Camaro.
We're not car.
I rock Z28, man. T-tops.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I believe you.
So,
I mean, I have to agree, a car.
That's the most inconvenient or inappropriate place that you've ever had sex? Because I can beat inappropriate.
I guess so. Yeah,
cemetery.
Cemetery. I was going to say cemetery. Funeral home parking lot.
I had sex in a church.
Funeral home parking lot. Mom earmuffs.
At least the most irreverent place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The coroner pulled up and wheeled the body out.
You've never had any inappropriate wild and crazy moments?
Not really.
No.
Well, that's mine.
Wow. I felt bad about the cemetery.
Did you?
That's one of those things that.
It's how you get ghosts, bro.
Yeah, it's how you get ghosts. Yep. It's not how you get crabs.
I mean, that's
or crap. Maybe
for me, dead Brian here, spirit floating around in my cemetery, because that's where I would fucking hang out
if just I was doing floating around spirit. My cemetery.
I'd be like, because
you're a lazy ghost.
Get her. Thank you. And then I would
poof,
disappear. That's it.
You would poof and then disappear.
Poof.
The spooky ghost.
With fucking little shadowy glitter.
Oh, okay. Was that ectoplasm? Jesus. I pulled out, I promise.
Pull the fucking Slimer on you.
Okay, Randy. Thank you for that submission. All right. So I'm going to pass the phone here. I'm going to let Jake pick one.
And it will be this one.
Okay.
Strangest place you've ever spent the night.
And who submitted that?
That is from Matthew Halinka.
I'm kind of leaning on you for this because I feel like you've had
some. I've spent
them. I feel like you've been more places.
Yeah, I've been to a lot of fucking places. I've slept in a fucking field waiting for a helicopter to fucking take us onto a boat.
In what country?
Japan.
Hmm. Japanese fields probably way up there on weirdest places.
It was,
yeah,
it was
can't really match
just,
that.
Just laying in the fucking dirt many times through, you know, being out in the field. We had to dig out a fucking trench.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep in one of that.
Turns out he actually slept in the latrine.
Probably would have been a little more comfortable, to be honest.
Softer. Yeah, softer. Yeah,
definitely softer.
Some padding in this trench.
Yeah. Occasionally really warm.
The fucking boat was a nightmare.
I mean, for me, because I've not slept in any strange places, would probably be on a boat, like, you know, a bass boat.
Uh-huh.
Just one of the many times in my childhood, I was
slept in a duck blind.
I was forced to be on a bass boat for long.
I've been
eternal periods of time.
me and my buddy Wolf dug out a nice trench in California, and I mean we did it. We had like built in the fucking mud, like recliners. Mm-hmm. For us and shit, had a little fucking blind over it, filled it up with like leaves and shit to blend in.
So I've got kind of a good one. It wasn't spending the night. It was just sleeping, napping, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked at Budweiser, mm-hmm. If you've ever been in a beer warehouse, it is a giant refrigerator basically. And there are just massive pallets of beer of all, you know, all of the beer. The pallets are very tall. They're taller than you are. And they're stacked just 20 to 30 pallets deep. And so what we would do when I worked at Budweiser, it was me and like three of my buddies that ran the warehouse. And we would, the night before, drink all of the product. And then, you know, the following morning have to distribute said product to other people. So we were hungover all the time. So what we did was we created this area. Budweiser once had a product called BE, and it was a little E, like E, like a squared symbol, you know, mm-hmm. like B exponential E.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an energy drink, an alcoholic energy drink that Budweiser made. Fucking nobody bought it. Nobody wanted it. So these pallets that we had of it stayed in the corner and they were just there forever because no one ever moved them. So we took a bunch of the plastic wrap from all the rest of the pallets and rolled it all up into these balls. And there was this area between two pallets. It's like wide enough for your body. And so you work your way in there, and then we padded it with this plastic so that you essentially were in a standing coffin, like surrounded by all of this plastic. But it was tight enough that you could just kind of let your weight go, and the pallets around you with the plastic supported you, right? And so you could just sit back there and take a quick little napper.
All right. All right. Yep. All right.
I fell asleep in the game room, in the lockup room at GameStop once, the console room where we keep all the Xboxes.
I feel like PlayStations you're nowhere near the first person to
ever. No, there's no way. But I definitely would just like, I've got a conference call. And I would go and turn the conference call on and sit the phone down on speaker next to my head. And I would roll my jacket up behind me and just pass the fuck out for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Do that shit all the time.
Sufficient.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, you pick one.
Oh, okay, let's see. Here we go. From Adrian Elder.
Oh, God.
What's your favorite and least favorite film? And what movie would you like to see happen?
That's a tough one to answer because it's always easier to give like a list of favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see a Transmetropolitan film or actually, honestly, now that you have like the Netflix shit that happens where they, you know, make really bomb ass series out of, you know, your favorite franchise or whatever, I would honestly, anytime someone asked me that, I would rather have a series of whatever, you know, whatever it is, I would rather it be a series. I would love to see a Transmetropolitan series. It's a graphic novel by Warren Ellis. He's the same guy that wrote, he did like all the writing and script for Castlevania for Netflix. Mm-hmm. He also wrote Red, if you've seen the Bruce Willis film.
Yeah, yeah.
Red and Red 2. And the other one would be Sandman, and that's already in the works. Netflix is doing a Sandman series, and I'm really excited about that, by Neil Gaiman. He did American Gods and Coraline. Mm-hmm. So most people know of Neil Gaiman's work. They may not know the name Neil Gaiman unless you're a reader, but would love to see a Sandman series come out. And I'm just excited for when it does, but it hasn't been, you know, they haven't put a trailer out for it or anything like that. So until that happens, I'm not going to believe it too much. Fingers crossed. So okay. As far as like my favorite and least favorite goes, I don't know what my least favorite films would have been. It's very rare that I don't sit through a film. Like I turn it off because it sucks.
I would say, well, easily my favorite movie is, I mean, it's Fight Club is my favorite movie. And that's mostly because of the time when I saw it. It was the movie that transitioned me from, oh yeah, movies are fun and I watch them, to I love cinema. And, you know, like I thought I was very highbrow about movies.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about directors.
Right.
Who directed that?
Right. Fucking film.
I love Mulholland Drive and I understood it. It's a lie.
Yeah.
But anyway, point being after Fight Club, like that opened that door for me. Mm-hmm. And I started, you know, actively seeking out movies and watching them and stuff like that. My least favorite movie off the cuff, I don't know if this is a solid answer, but off the cuff, I would say Resident Evil is probably the one of my very least favorites. Yeah. Because in a nutshell, that's one of my favorite video game series ever. And when I was a kid and like the internet was young, there were always these rumors that there was going to be a Resident Evil movie. Like I remember one time someone made like a fan movie poster for Resident Evil. And then there was like this fan casting of characters and just was always so jacked like for that to happen. Just always wanted it to happen, but it never was going to because it was always fan stuff. And then they finally announced it and it came out and it was just trash water, just absolute garbage water. That had fucking nothing to do.
Yeah.
Like nothing to do with the video game. And so thanks to that and the first X-Men movie, I have like a severe distrust for adaptations of stuff that I really love being turned into movies because they usually suck.
You didn't like the X-Men?
The first one? No, I hated it. No, really? I hated it because it was called, it was Wolverine in the X-Men.
Yeah.
And Wolverine was lame.
Of all characters.
At the time, Wolverine was not my dude, and I was annoyed. I was a Cyclops guy reading the comics, and and Wolverine was Cyclops' rival, right? And I'm how are they going to fucking make this whole movie about Wolverine?
Right.
And then the movie that I want them to make is easily The Raid 3. That's what I would like to happen.
That'd be sweet. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's going to happen. Damn. Do you know if that's in the works?
I don't believe so. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so... Well, mine's real easy.
Yeah. Arnold, Arnold wasn't in, any movie upcoming that Arnold might be cast in.
You fucking got it. You fucking got it. My favorite movie is every movie that Arnold is in. Yes. Worst movie, every movie that Arnold is not in.
Wow.
And what I want is him to be in every movie ever.
Wow.
And that would be perfect.
You're going to live a disappointed future.
No. I won't, because I'm going to fucking
I'm just going to
fucking take his face and plaster it over every single thing. I already do this in my head.
Yeah.
All the time.
You're going to say that.
Like, you need to somehow invent a streaming service that is exclusively Arnold stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's like the only stuff
that's
on it.
Arnold Vision.
Yeah. Like, something like that.
Where you could just take characters, you know, like
called
Marlon Brando. But it's like deep cuts too. Like somehow every interview Arnold ever did is on there. And like every time he ever walked in the background of something is on there.
Yeah. I always narrate like, oh, this guy's a fool. I mean, that's why he's in this situation. You know, there's the axe over there. Take it and cut him right there. And perfect. Movie's over. Great.
But there was a movie about some comic book nerds that their buddy was going to die of cancer, and his dying wish was to see the new Star Wars film. This is back when
I remember that.
Fanboys.
I believe that's correct. Yeah. Yes.
And his dying wish was to see this was before Phantom Menace came out.
Yes.
So he wanted to see the Phantom Menace before he died.
Such disappointment.
And the whole film, they break into the Skywalker Ranch to go try to steal the copy of the film before it ever comes out. And they do. But in the end, George Lucas catches them and just invites them to the premiere to watch it at the premiere before, you know, everyone else is going to see it, so that he gets to see it before he dies. And then the last scene of the film is them sitting in the premiere in the theater on the front row. And one of them looks over and he goes, "What if it sucks?" And then it cuts to black. And of course the Phantom Menace sucked balls.
Well, that's because Arnold wasn't in it. Could have told you that.
So anyway, the whole reason that I brought that up is that we should do a thing like that where we make this thing that, you know, Brian's making like this ultimate documentary about everything Arnold's ever done, basically. And the whole goal is to meet Arnold before he dies or something.
Again.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just to get the picture with Arnold before he dies.
I need it.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Come on. He's at home right now. He's quarantined.
Yeah. We could
with his ponies.
I think $5 of makeup, we could make Brian look like a cancer patient for this film.
I'm already bald.
$5 of makeup.
Does Arnold have ponies?
We could shave your eyebrow. No, does he?
Yeah, he just posted a video.
Shit. Of course he did. Just now.
He's at home with his fucking ponies.
Just now. Do you get notifications on your home screen?
I have everything to do with that guy. Everything. He can't take a shit without me knowing about it.
Oh, man. Stalker alert. All right. Thank you, Adrian, for that question.
Yes, thank you.
Matt Westbrook wants to know, what anime or cartoon character would you bang?
Is her name Jessica Rabbit? Right?
What?
Jessica, is that it? Right?
No, that flies. That plays. Yeah. That's a cartoon character.
There you go.
That plays.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, bro? No, I know who it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jessica Rabbit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, fuck, what are you going to pick? I'm going to hear your shit before you judge me.
Mulan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like when she was dressed up as a boy?
As a dude?
No. Nice. No. I mean, either way, honestly. Like,
whatever. Okay.
Mulan's fucking hot, dude. Like, I don't know. I've never been with an Asian girl. And I love Mulan. It was my favorite Disney movie.
I've never seen it.
Real talk. Mulan was when I stopped watching Disney movies. Yes. Like, no, for I'd real. That was the one
of all the Disney movies that I've seen. That one I was like, I have no desire.
That was the one where it stopped being like, because you know, when we were kids, there were Disney movies and it was like this thing, right? When the next one came out, it was like this fucking world event in the eyes of, at least it was for me as a child.
It's the equivalent of Marvel movies today.
I mean, yeah, in a way, yeah, you know, Lion King or whatever, and then Aladdin, and like, it was this big fucking deal and you went and saw it and then you got the soundtrack and then you fucking, you know, I mean, that's how it worked. And then I remember Mulan being the one that killed all of that for me, like going, being built up and going to see it and then just being like, well, I don't give a fuck about that at all.
Yeah, that's Mulan's my wife's favorite one, too. And I'm just like, garbage.
Fuck you both.
Garbage.
What is your favorite animated Disney movie? Not this new.
Just Disney movie?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, when you think of like The Vault or whatever, right?
Fuck. I like me some Sword in the Stone.
All right. I respect that.
I like that one a lot. And fucking Aladdin, man.
Yeah, Aladdin's pretty good.
Fucking dope.
Mm-hmm. Jasmine's super hot too. Mm-hmm. I have to change my answer.
Yeah.
So, and Mulan's your favorite animated Disney movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Robin Hood.
Nice.
Yeah, Robin Hood was fucking dope.
Robin Hood, and that's all. So running through the forest. Mm-hmm. Ooh-la-lally, golly, what a day.
That's a good shit. So who's your character?
Well, mine is like an actual anime character, and I had to look up the name of them because I didn't know it. Did either of you ever see FLCL?
Nope.
Well, then it's going to mean nothing.
Well, you can show us a picture.
Yeah, I'm sure
one of our listeners has seen FLCL.
It was FLCL or Fooly Cooly. And there was a girl in that that is apparently, how do you say this? Mamimi?
Yeah.
Mamimi?
Mamimi.
Yeah. Let me see Mamini over here.
Mamimi smoked cigarettes.
Boop. Yeah, that one.
That
right
said,
ow, ow.
That said, never knows best. She wrote never knows best on her cigarettes when she smoked them. And whenever I saw FLCL when I was probably, I don't know, fucking 13 or something, that was like the coolest. Mm. But that was my first anime crush. Yeah.
I'll throw it up on the camera. It's a, yeah. I'll throw it up on the camera for you. I'm sure there's another character that I would bang. I always had a thing for Lois Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. Blanket Saban.
All right. Cool. Cool, cool.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Are you a, back to the Disney movies, are you pro Fantasia or anti Fantasia?
I liked it. I liked Fantasia.
I don't really have an opinion. I mean, I liked Fantasia. It was fine.
Mm-hmm. Most people I've ever talked to had a pretty stark loved it or hate it sort of thing.
Why? Yeah, I liked it.
Why?
I mean, it's the one that's just straight up nothing but music.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I like the little animations that they did with it.
I loved it. Yeah. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah. It's super trippy and weird.
Didn't they like make another one?
There was a Fantasia 2000. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
I didn't either. Okay. Mm-hmm. Probably wasn't any good. Okay. Here's another Disney question. Disney sequels. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen them? Any of them? Fucked with any of them? Any opinions? I'm going to call Mindy out here. She has a vicious hate for sequels to animated movies. Mindy loves watching animated movies. That's her jam. And one of her very favorite movies is Balto. If you remember Balto, about a sled dog. Mm-mm. Well, it's a movie about a sled dog. Mm. She loves it. Loves it. And one of my nightly endeavors every night is to find something for Mindy to watch on TV. And there's like three Balto sequels. And in my head, I'm like, well, this is perfect. This is, you know, 6 hours worth of content here for you to watch. And she just will not have it. Will not. What doesn't, not even going to give him a chance. Just hates him.
What? She's never seen them?
No, never seen them. Never seen them.
So,
but I asked her the other day, like, what sequel was it that wronged you? You know, which one was it that came out that you just hated so much that ruined them all for you? And I think she said Lion King.
I never saw a Lion King sequel either.
Yeah, I don't.
Because the Aladdin sequels were kind of awesome.
Well, they were, but you can tell, like, the budget was
less. Sure. Yeah, and, like, all the voice actors are different and all of and that
I
shit.
That's what I fucking hate about most of the
as
sequels.
As an
the
adult,
first one will be like, damn,
that dude, shit would bother the fuck out of me.
I didn't notice it as a kid.
No, as a kid, I watched Revenge of Jafar and Prince of Thieves, I believe, mm-hmm. are the Aladdin sequels. Mm-hmm. And I watched both of those as a kid, and I remember enjoying both of them very much.
I'll tell you what, I know it's not Disney, but Pixar did it right with Toy Story, man. Every Toy Story sequel has been great.
And progressively more depressing.
But also great.
To the point where I don't even want to watch Toy Story 4. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Is it good? Mm-hmm. Toy Story 3, man.
It is depressing. They're all depressing. They all have moments where you're just like, holy.
Like, I remember.
Fuck.
Like, I've seen 1, 2, and 3. I remember very well the entire plot line of 1. Mm-hmm. Pretty well, like most of the plot line of 2. I remember nothing about 3 except for the toys holding hands going to their death in the claw machine. It is the only aspect of that movie that I remember.
It's like one of the highest rated films ever.
I remember it being great.
Ever.
I do. Like, I remember coming out of it and thinking, oh my God, that was amazing. But this far removed,
yeah.
The only part of it that has remained is literally like I remember Woody like holding hands with one of them and then like looking at and do like the, you know, let me have your hand, and they're just accepting their fucking fate going into this claw machine. Have you seen it?
I've seen the first one. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Arnold wasn't in it.
No.
Yeah. The first one was really good. I know I've seen the second, third one. I'm sure at some point, but.
How to Train Your Dragon also had great sequels.
Never saw any of those.
What? How to Train Your Dragon. You'd love How to Train Your Dragon 1 at least.
Yeah.
I call your cat Toothless all the time when she walks in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that before. Like, I'm familiar with it, but I've never
seen it. Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's wonderful.
I think Wreck-It Ralph was probably
also very,
my
very good.
Fucking favorite one.
Also very good.
Makes sense.
Break the Internet was,
yeah, of course.
I never saw that. I didn't see the sequel.
It was all right. I was hoping for a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Life of Pets 2 was pretty bomb.
I heard that was shit.
No, it was pretty bomb.
I've heard from other people that, like, don't waste your fucking time.
Your kids?
No, not my kids.
I just imagine, Daddy, son, don't waste your fucking time.
Don't waste your fucking time. Yeah. There's not enough.
Where's Arnold, Dad? It's not there. I'm sorry. It's fucking assholes at Pixar. I don't want to fucking get a real
hero. Has Arnold ever been in an animated film? Has he ever voiced an animated character? You know everything that there is to know about Arnold.
No, I don't think so. That's actually.
He doesn't have a lot of confidence behind that answer.
Yeah.
Your credibility may be about to go way down. Arnold. Yes, Phil.
I can tell you what I'm gonna,
for me, so I don't have to spell that.
If he does do an animated, and I haven't seen it,
I mean, what would I tell you
what the fuck I'm gonna be doing tonight? Voice
acting?
Just animated movies.
Okay. So animated.
Like, I mean, he did Mr. Freeze and shit.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Mm-mm.
Shit.
Here's a question for both of you. And I imagine we know Brian's fucking answer. But, like, if you were, what is the one pop culture thing that, like, if you walked by a bar and they had a sign out and it was blank trivia tonight and you saw that sign and you were like, oh, I will win this?
Futurama. I've seen every episode of Futurama at least a dozen or more times individually.
I mean, you know where I stand.
Mm. Yeah.
That or I feel like I'm pretty efficient with games, video games.
That's a big pool of shit to go through, dude.
I mean, it is. I played a lot of games.
I mean, I'm with you on that. Like,
I definitely feel like there will probably be somebody could easily find an oddball that would stump everybody.
Now you'd throw some dates out there that I wouldn't fucking know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But all in all, I have a pretty broad knowledge of video games.
But I've been literally playing games since fucking Atari.
I believe for me, it would be either The Office or Bob's Burgers. Mm-hmm. One of the two. Pretty sure I could 100% either one of those.
Yeah, you do those quizzes on
What culture
all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's interesting. Mm. And I've seen every episode of Bob's Burgers.
You guys excited for this fucking Matrix movie to come out?
Didn't know they were doing one.
It got postponed. Like everything. Well, like everything else.
Did you like the Matrix?
I did. I like all three of them.
Okay. Me too.
Yeah. I do too. I'm curious as fuck to see how they pull this one off, though.
So Keanu is reprising his role as Neo?
Say, like...
And ain't Carrie Ann Moss also in it, which also confuses me?
Yeah.
I mean...
They're all dead. Exactly. Everybody's dead. So how are you going to pull this off?
It's like the Second Coming, man. That movie was very biblical anyway.
It was.
It to me, The Matrix is one of the many things that I feel this way about. Of leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Like, it was awesome and it existed and it exists right now.
See, what I...
As an awesome thing.
So I feel like that movie revolutionized with, like, special effects and shit like that.
For
and
sure.
I'm really excited to see how they can step up on that. Like, for the visual aspect.
Is it the same people? Is it the Wachowskis?
I'm pretty sure it is. Or
the Wachowskis, whatever they are now.
The Wachowski brothers.
They're not brothers. I'm pretty sure they're sisters now. Pretty sure.
What?
I think they both had sex change operations way back in the day.
But
before it was like...
I think they're the Wachowski starship, right?
I don't... What?
Are you guys fucking with me right now?
No, I'm not.
No.
No, okay. So
you're being for real right now.
Real thing. They changed themselves. Like, they were known as the Wachowski... Whatever. Brothers. Wachowski whatever brothers. And then they became the Wachowski starship. Like, I'm not making that up.
Wachowski.
Why do celebrities lose their fucking starship minds?
Yeah, that's a real fucking thing, dog.
The Wachowskis, yep. So, yeah, that's there they are. I think one of them went back, though.
Tried it out, didn't like it?
I think so.
New pair of shoes?
I think so.
That was in 2012. They started calling themselves the Wachowski starship.
And they may not be anymore. I don't know.
Andy and Lana.
Can I see? Did they have photos of this shit?
But they were Lily and Lana. It was Andy and what was the other one's name?
I don't.
Before?
I had never heard any of this.
Well, this was them. Yeah, see, I think one of them went back. Still want to see that new Matrix movie?
Yeah. Yes.
It doesn't matter what the director looks like. Ron Howard's ugly as
Starship
Wachowski movies.
What the fuck?
They made like a handful of other movies that really didn't set up any snuff, right?
Yeah, it's really hard to follow the Matrix when you make that thing and put it into the pop culture.
What else? You know, it's Speed Racer.
fuck?
Speed Racer, Cloud Atlas.
Well, Cloud Atlas was pretty fucking sweet.
And Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Also pretty fucking sweet.
I didn't care. I wanted to.
I liked it.
I wanted to like Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. That was actually
Heath Ledger's last film.
Fun trivia. The first Blu-ray I ever bought. I only ended up owning like 4 Blu-rays.
Yeah. I had more than that. I had probably a dozen or
a couple dozen. That, Final Fantasy Advent Children, Rob Zombie's Halloween, so maybe 3.
I had that fucking 7. You remember the 7, the edition that came with all the like the police files and shit?
I had the DVD version that came with all those.
Yeah. I had the Blu-ray version of that. I've got all of the Philip K. Dick movies. So Minority Report, Blade Runner, Total Recall, the Total Recall remake.
Horseshit.
Because it didn't have Arnold in it.
That and it was shit.
Didn't they like not even go to Mars?
It was
correct.
Fucking terrible. It was the worst remake I've ever seen.
So I've read the book.
Like I watched the Conan remake with fucking Jason Momoa.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the whole time I'm like, well, I mean, you're trying to fulfill shoes you could never fill. But it was a decent
scuff.
It was a decent movie. Total Recall was just a hot box of shit.
So see, I have a very different opinion on this kind of stuff because I like derivative works as a standalone thing. I don't care that it's not exactly like the fucking book that they wrote. I don't care. I don't care that Blade Runner, you know, it was not a fucking mirror image of Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep. In my mind, you can never take a book and put it into a film format. You might strong air quotes be able to turn it into a series. There's no possible way you can cram 400 or 500 pages into 2 hours or even 3 hours a Tolkien film. You just can't do it.
I understand that.
So but I agree. Total Recall, not a great representation of the first film. Certainly not even a good representation of the story that Philip K. Dick wrote, but they're all three awesome things that I like to enjoy separately. I thought it was fucking awesome.
Yeah. So
for just
one, I never read the book, but the film with Arnold in it is perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
I do love Total Recall.
Yeah, me too.
It's absolutely perfect. Me too. So I can appreciate that Arnold made that book even better. Okay. But there's no fucking way
that
remake could do either justice.
Arnold, I really need you to fucking listen to this show so you can come on here and sit next to him and just, I don't know, get your ego blown up. But yeah, exactly. Get your ego.
That's all I would do the whole time.
Blown up the whole time. Yes. I don't know if Brian would be able to control himself.
No, I wouldn't.
Do you think you would totally fangirl out if we had Arnold
on the show? I know it. Be perfect.
We could have an Arnold off. Ask Arnold questions about himself and see if he remembers it better than Brian does.
Yeah. Be perfect.
Wouldn't that be like your crowning achievement if you
out Arnold
trivialed Arnold?
Would you though? Or no, would you out of respect let him
out
win?
Of respect I would let him be himself more than me.
That's a true fan. That's a true fan right there. All right, we'll take one more question. Let's see here. Jake, you only picked one. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, we'll answer more questions again. We'll do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun. I like this.
Yeah, me too.
I want to do this one, but I don't want to do it on this show.
Okay.
At some point.
We'll just do like a whole segment on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see, Brian's are all the weird ones at the bottom.
Yeah, don't worry about those.
Well, I guess we just need to hear Brian talk about how your ass ate your boxers in the Philippines.
So, yeah.
This is from Michael Godshaw.
Okay. So here's a funny story. When I was in the military, we went to the Philippines. It was hot as fuck. Okay. The climate there is Satan's asshole. All right. It's the hottest fucking weather I've ever been in. And we had docked, fucking got off, and we had to walk to the bars. Right. And that was a good.
Had to.
Right.
No, you had. Well, you had to. You just get off the fucking ship and
straight to the bars.
Go to the fucking bars. You like there was really
glad I joined not the military. Much.
So they give you a perimeter of where you can and cannot go. Like you have to stay within a fucking radius. And then they have like shore patrol, which are people who are
narcs
on duty, basically narcs. Walking around, making sure you're not leaving these fucking areas mm-hmm. for safety and shit like that. So we're like, all right, let's go to the fucking bars. Well, it is hot as fuck. Okay. We're dying, sweating. And we finally get to the fucking bars and we're drinking. We're just dying though. It was just sitting there. You're just fucking sweat pouring off of you. Just sitting with a fucking awning over you, not even with the sun touching you. It's just drenched the whole time. Drinking. Well, we get back to the fucking ship after being out all fucking night, right? And we go to the fucking birthing, right? And we get our shit and like we're like, well, I'm gonna take a shit. We got done eating a big ass meal. We were on a pooping schedule together, mm-hmm. me and Gonchoff. He's shitting in the stall next to me. And straight up, man, I just fucking boom, drop my fucking pants and looked down and instantly crying, laughing was like, what the fuck? Like my asshole was so swamp ass from this fucking trip that when I pulled my shit down, there was an elastic band, right, with my boxers, but my asshole had apparently eaten all the cotton. Like there was just a massive hole with a piece of, dude, I don't know, but like the friction in the heat from this place disintegrated, it evaporated my goddamn boxers. There was just a gaping hole there and I'm fucking crying laughing and I'm like, bro, and I put my legs underneath his stall so he could see and I'm like, my asshole ate my butt and we died laughing. It was the funniest fucking shit I've ever seen in my life. It's never happened since, but like, yeah, like my boxers, fucking my asshole ate my boxers, bro. On a swampy, hot ass fucking day in the Philippines. Thank you, Michael.
Oh man, yeah, thank you, Michael, for submitting that gem.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Wow.
I wish I fucking took pictures of that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, no, I would definitely post.
Probably them. It's best that you didn't.
Yeah, for all
no,
of us.
No, just don't worry about it.
For the good of the many.
Everybody needs to know. I was quite, like, I felt accomplished. I'm gonna tell you. I mean, has your asshole ever been fucking solid enough to eat your fucking boxers?
No,
I don't think so.
No,
I'm sure hadn't.
Take no. It.
But yeah, that's that.
Oh, well, boys.
Boys.
I feel good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Feels good.
Yeah.
So
it's good to be back. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do this again. We'll do this again next week. We might answer some questions or talk about other things. Mm-hmm. If you've got questions that you want to hear us answer, jump on facebook.com/letsallbeserious, or you can go to our group. You can join that up. It's Let's All Be Friends here. You can find it on our Facebook page. And we want to hear your questions too. If you've got burning questions that you want us to answer, please send them in because we will answer them. We will give you a shout out on the show. We'd love to do this, especially right now while everyone is trapped inside, nothing to do. We kind of felt like everyone needs a distraction from all this, you know, coronavirus nonsense. So not that it's nonsense. It's serious. You should take it seriously. And we want you to be safe and be healthy. But in the meantime, come laugh with us.
Yeah.
We're gonna be just doing our normal thing. Sans extra guest. It's just Brian over there.
All alone. Over here.
And until next time, anybody else have any other things that they want to say? Mm-mm. Anybody else?
No.
We're gone.
Yep. Bye.
That's it.
Goodbye.
See ya. Peace. Deuces.